Oasis Audio presents If I Had Lunch with C.S. Lewis by Alistair McGrath. Read for you by Ralph Lister. Preface. C.S. Lewis is one of the best-known writers of the 20th century. Big-budget movies of his Narnia novels have brought his books to a new worldwide audience. Yet Lewis was famous long before the movies came along. In his day, he was celebrated as one of the world's experts on English literature. His lectures at Oxford and Cambridge were packed out with eager students who hung on his every word. Lewis is now remembered mainly for two things. First, he is revered as the author of the seven novels which made up the Chronicles of Narnia. These books, especially their showcase opener, The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, have become classics of English literature. The Narnia books bring home the power of well-told stories to captivate the imagination and open up some of the biggest questions of human existence, such as how we become good people and how we discover the meaning of life. They draw us into a rich, imaginative world, which helps us to think through the big questions of meaning and value in our own. The second thing for which Lewis is now remembered is his Christian writings. Lewis was an angry atheist in his youth. He served in the British Army during the First World War and gave up on religion because of the suffering and destruction he saw around him. However, over a period of years, he reconsidered his position and gradually came to the view that belief in God was the most satisfying way of looking at things. Lewis explained his change of heart in a series of best-selling books, most notably Mere Christianity. Although Lewis is best known as a writer, we must never forget that his life was complex, difficult.